Random House Audio presents W is for Wasted by Sue Grafton. This is Judy Kay. Prologue. Two dead men changed the course of my life that fall. One of them I knew, and the other I'd never laid eyes on until I saw him in the morgue. The first was Pete Walensky, an unscrupulous private detective I'd met years before through Birdshine Investigations, where I'd served my apprenticeship. I worked for Ben Bird and Morley Shine for 3 years, amassing the 6,000 hours I needed for my license. The two were old-school private eyes, hard-working, tireless, and inventive. While Ben and Morley did business with Pete on occasion, they didn't think much of him. He was morally shabby, disorganized, and irresponsible with money. In addition, he was constantly pestering them for work, since his marketing skills were minimal and his reputation too dubious to recommend him without an outside push. Birdshine might subcontract the odd stretch of surveillance to him or assign him a routine record search, but his name never appeared on a client report. This didn't prevent him from stopping by the office without invitation or dropping their names in casual conversations with attorneys, implying a close professional relationship. Pete was a man who cut corners, and he assumed his colleagues did likewise. More problematic was the fact that he'd rationalized his bad behavior for so long, it had become standard operating procedure. Pete Walensky was gunned down the night of August 25th on a dark stretch of pavement just off the parking lot at the Santa Teresa Bird Refuge.